Never fear truth.
And why isn't Ricky Gervais circumcised?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Now, I don't have to go into who Johnny Depp is.
I have a feeling we will see each other again.
Ridiculous, humiliating, ludicrous, painful, savage, unimaginably brutal, cruel, awful.
One of the most famous Hollywood A-star actors in the world.
Electricity makes me insane.
Not a fruit.
No, I'm all man. I even fought in WW2.
What I'm saying to you is you should give it to somebody that don't know any better, because that's a fugazi. All right?
That's a fugazi.
And his life was just put on display as a circus for the whole world to see.
I could tell you that as soon people were watching on their phones, as soon as this verdict was read, there were some cheers outside of the courtroom.
I've always believed in Johnny. I believe that men can be victims, and us having family members that have been victims of domestic violence, I stand with Johnny.
And many of you who idolize these Hollywood actors, inspire to be like them, you thinking that this is what life is all about, that people are happy if they get fame and fortune, you really got to see that it's not really what it's painted out to be.
You found that drugs are the only way to numb your pain, right?
They've always been a medicine for me, yes, a numbing agent.
Johnny Depp being one of the most famous Hollywood actors who had all the money, all the fame, all the material things, all the women.
Morning when I got to work, there was a line of women, and I said, what are these people all doing here? They certainly weren't here for me, but they were there waiting for you to come tonight.
But he's still numbing up all that pain that he has inside. He's got a void, obviously, and he's numbing it with alcohol and drugs.
And you said yesterday that, in fact, I think you said you take drugs to numb the demons, right?
I don't know that I said to numb the demons, but I've well, if I did say demons.
And you would sometimes drink whiskey in the mornings too, right? During this time period.
I isn't happy hour any time?
And that cocaine, that those white lines, those are cocaine. That's cocaine, right?
I would assume.
That's your cocaine that you kept in that box that says property of JD with the skull and crossbones, isn't it?
Well, the beautiful composition of the photograph would suggest that, certainly.
He also thought he settled down. Maybe he thought that was the purpose. That would bring him peace and happiness. So he got himself what he thought was the most beautiful woman, which ended up causing him the most pain.
I was a mess. I was a wreck. I was shaking, and I just didn't understand why. And then I looked down and realized that the tip of my finger had been severed, and I was looking directly at my bones, the cigarette, and this is after the finger had gone away, and she stubbed it out in my in my face, and on my cheek.
Didn't hit you across the face in a proper slap, but I was hitting you. It was not punching you. Babe, you're not punched.
Don't tell me what it feels like to be punched.
You know, you've been a lot of fights. You've been around a long time. I know. Yeah.
No,
You didn't get punched. You got hit. I'm sorry I hit you like this, but I did not punch you. I did not deck you. I was hitting you. I don't know what the motion of my actual hand was, but you're fine. I did not hurt you. I did not punch you. I was hitting you.
Did you start physical fights?
I did start a physical fight.
Yeah, you did, so I had
because
to get out of there.
Yes, you did. So you did the right thing, the big thing. You know what? You're admirable.
Now I want to ask you a question. Some of you guys brought this to my attention. And from our research, it seems to be true, but I want you to look it up to go ahead and verify for yourself.
Captain Jack Sparrow was a Muslim? Who'd have thought?
So the question is, did Johnny Depp play the role of a Muslim convert? Some of you already like, hell no, no, he didn't. Well, check it out for yourself. I'll share with you a couple of things that we found. Jack Sparrow, you know the famous movie? I haven't seen it myself, but Jack Sparrow, a.k.a. John Ward. we came across many articles, one of them in the Daily Sabah, that reads, Jack Sparrow might be inspired by a Muslim captain. Born in England in the mid-1550s, Captain Jack Ward, namely Jack Sparrow, was a legendary pirate who is believed to have sailed to Tunisia, where he converted to Islam with his crew and served in the Ottoman Navy. It goes on to say Jack Sparrow, whose real name is Jack Ward, was a famous sailor and pirate who was born in England and sailed across the Mediterranean Sea. He converted to Islam and served in the Ottoman Empire in the last years of his life. It goes on to say that Captain Jack was a heavy drinker, but he quit alcohol after his conversion. While the historical character of Captain Jack Sparrow in the movie was an Englishman, historical facts indicate that he led an adventurous life and he converted to Islam. Submission to the creator, not the creation. It's also noted here we have in Wikipedia where it says Jack Ward, or Birdie, also known as Yusuf, was an English Ottoman pirate who later converted to Islam and became John Ward or Birdie, also known Jack Ward, or later as Yusuf. The BBC History magazine also revealed John Ward as the pirate behind the character. I thought it's very interesting, if this is true, which it seems it is, that Johnny Depp played the role of a Muslim convert. And again, a Muslim is simply one who submits his or her will to the creator of the heavens and earth, the same way Jesus, Moses, Abraham, last final messenger, Prophet Muhammad did.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Now, what's Johnny Depp's experience with religion or God?
You had an uncle who was a preacher, right?
I had an uncle who was a preacher. My dad never really had anything that you could call religion.
Interestingly enough, it goes back to his childhood and what he observed going on around him at the time.
That, you know, maybe I'm 6-7 years old and suddenly you see grown-ups, adults, you know, throwing their hands up into the air, screaming, I'm saved, running up and grabbing his ankle and kissing his shoe and speaking in tongues and all that stuff.
We know that Johnny Depp will go to the church to listen to his Uncle Danny preach.
But I had an uncle who was a preacher, my Uncle Denny, and, you know, we'd have to go watch him preach on Sunday.
We can conclude that whatever he was exposed to in the church, the concept of God, the Trinity, God dying for people's sins, the crucifixion, these are the kind of things, the basic things that people are exposed to in a church, probably didn't lay well with him, and he obviously rejected it.
So at that ripe old age of 6 or 7 years old, I realized, this is bullshit.
Johnny Depp seems like a deep thinker, and he talks about the gift of being alive.
Just being alive.
He also gives advice about searching for simplicity.
First thing I would say is search for simplicity.
So if you're given that advice, hopefully you'll take the advice yourself, Johnny, because there is nothing more simple. There's nothing more lucidly clear than the pure monotheism.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُؤًا أَحَدٌ.
And the simple message of Islam, the simple message of the purpose of life that we find in the Quran. So I invite you, Johnny Depp, the fans of Johnny Depp, even Amber Heard, all of you guys, to go ahead and take a sincere look into Islam without the prejudices, the preconceived notions, with an open heart and an open mind. And since you already played the part of a Muslim convert...
Captain Jack Sparrow was a Muslim?
Who'd have thought?
It's true. The character of Captain Jack Sparrow, so famously played by Johnny Depp in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, is based on a real person.
And that person was a Muslim convert.
How cool is that?
John Ward, a.k.a. Jack Sparrow, look at what was so powerful of Islam that had him accept Islam and give up alcohol and changed his life for the better, which brought him peace and contentment and happiness. Where not only him, but his whole crew accepted Islam. And even his wife. Wouldn't you like to get married again and find a wife that you can actually trust and you can live in peace with? But look at John Ward, who ended up getting married to his wife, and they both accepted Islam. You obviously want peace and contentment, Johnny Depp. You obviously have not found that, even up until now. And I'm going to tell you the truth, you're not going to find it in the way you're going. Trapped in your own mind, in your own desires, in your own personal philosophy, in a buffet of other people's opinions and philosophies. It's like fumbling in the dark, looking for a key, or lost in the ocean without a sail or a rudder. Can you imagine? But what's worse, being in this life without guidance, without purpose. And that's where Islam comes in, to give you purpose, to help you understand why you've been created, and to give you hope, to give you peace, to give you contentment, not only in this life, but paradise in the next. Now, this video has a good chance of getting our friend Johnny Depp, and obviously the fans of Johnny Depp, with your help, inshallah, God willing. Because as we know, Johnny Depp is a YouTube fiend.
Hey, as I said, I'm a YouTube fiend.
So let me leave you with this, Johnny Depp. As you've said, that life is about celebrating and being grateful.
If we could celebrate every breath that we take, because nothing's a guarantee. If we could celebrate the breath and the exhale, which is being alive.
So consider this as potential words coming from your creator. And inshallah, God willing, you can, if you put it to the test, confirm like we have that they are actually coming from the creator of the heavens and earth based on proof and evidence. All you'd have to do is invest a little bit of time with some sincerity sprinkled on it, and you'd come to the same conclusion. So consider this as potential words coming from your creator. Let me let you hear this, and then I'll translate it. Quran, you've read so many books. You've identified so many fake man-made religions that are out there. Your fitrah, your innate nature rejected God being a man, being a human being, and all the other man-made religions out there. And I'm quite sure that you have never sincerely looked into Islam or read the Quran. Look at what Allah, God Almighty, is saying. How can you reject faith in Allah, in your creator, seeing that you were without life, and then he gave you life, and then he will cause you to die, and will again bring you to life, and again to him you shall return. So if you talk about being grateful, how dare can we be ungrateful to our creator who gave us the ability to inhale and exhale, as you talk about?
If we could celebrate every breath that we take.
So just imagine that you didn't exist. You were nothing. We were nothing. Just 70 years ago. You're in your 60s now. Just about 70 years ago. You didn't exist. There was no Johnny. Johnny who? Then after that, just imagine you were this, in layman's terms, sticky slime, sperm. So God Almighty is saying that he gave you life, and then he's going to cause you to die, and then he'll bring you back to life. And every second, we're getting closer and closer to our final destination, towards our departure date. Johnny Depp, and you've lived this life. You did all the coke and the dope and the drugs, still numbing the pain.
You found that drugs are the only way to numb your pain, right?
They've always been a medicine for me, yes, a numbing agent.
So let's conclude here with, you tried everything else, why not give Islam a try? Look into the Muslim convert's life. That
Captain Jack Sparrow was a Muslim? Who'd have thought?
You played the role that you played in this film. And why not, after you looked into the Quran, if you're sincere, you will conclude that this is the truth. I want to live life according to God's will, not my desires. And when I talk about God, I'm not talking about a man in the heavens with a beard that resembles a human being, or Jesus is a God, or a Trinity. I'm talking about the one who created this whole universe and everything in it, the one and only, the one that you cannot imagine and fathom. He's not like you or me. He doesn't have an area code, zip code, a color, a skin tone, a nationality. He's one and alone worthy of worship. And he sent prophets and messengers. They all came with the same message: worship one and only one God and be morally upright. And when you talk about simplicity,
search for simplicity.
Doesn't get any simpler than that. And prepare yourself for a day of judgment, where at the end there'll be a hellfire or a paradise. And it's not taking a risk that at the end, after all this drama.
I was a mess. I was a wreck. I was shaking, and I just didn't understand why.
All the problems with life that we cannot escape.
Oh, my car won't start. Oh, geez, you know, the cat dropped dead.
And even after this win that you just got, you'll be excited for a little bit. And with all the fans that even still love you.
Love you, Johnny. We love you. Hey, Johnny, I love you, bro. I love you, bro.
You'll be alone in that grave. And pretty soon, after some times, all the hit films that you made, it'll be forgotten. So what else do you have to lose? And I'll give you an idea. After you take some sincere time, you look into Islam, you can come back, make a hit film on the real history of how Jack Sparrow, aka John Ward, who changed his name to Yusuf. I'll even leave you with some homework. Why not read the story of Yusuf, who John Ward changed his name to? Read the story of Yusuf in the Quran and just how beautiful this prophet was. And look at the tests and trials that he went through. And by the way, it was connected to a woman. And all you got to do to start with is be sincere and ask. Ask for the guidance. Say, the one who created me, the one who created this whole universe and everything in it, guide me, guide me, guide me. And then put your thinking cap on, open your heart and mind, and look into this way of life that was sent to all these messengers and prophets. They brought the same message. They didn't bring conflicting messages. Worship the one creator, the one who created you, the one who created Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and the last and final messenger who was sent for you, me, and all of us living today. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And we'll see you next time. Simplicity it is. Worship the creator, not the creation. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned in the second where I'm going to get you guys a free gift for you and Johnny. Johnny, if you'd like to learn more, reach out. Have your team reach out to my team. And we'd love to connect and we'd love to help you along your way on the next journey in life, the best journey in life. And I can guarantee you, if you're sincere, it will be inshallah. Until next time. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. I cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. And if you like this episode of The Dean Show, like this video, share this video far and wide, and support us on our Patreon page so we can continue this work. Thank you for tuning in. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.